Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Steve Day. And of course, he works with an organization that's called Home for Health. And it's in Kentucky, and basically they're addressing the issue of illness in America today. Now, certainly if you go back 100 years, probably 1 in 33 people got cancer. Today, it's 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women. Why is there an explosion in the incidence of cancer? Certainly if you compare comparable age groups and comparable race between the United States and England, we have almost twice the heart disease and twice the diabetes in the United States that they have in England. Why are these things taking place? And we have so many people today with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, have multiple sclerosis and all sorts of degenerative neurological diseases. And why is there so much illness in the United States? And why do so many people feel just chronically fatigued? Well, certainly, I'm sure many people have asked these questions, but we just sort of go right ahead because you go to the doctor and he doesn't have any answers for him. Why was it that certainly 20 years ago, 30 years ago, why 2 out of every 10,000 children had autism? Today, it's about 1 in 63 or 64 boys is autistic. And, of course, the incidence of attention deficit disorders and all these other conditions is just skyrocketing. And you ask the doctor, and he'll say, well, we don't know, but... And then it'll give you all the reasons why it couldn't be anything that has to do with what medicine is doing or advocating today. Because the doctors are simply caught up in this, and they will never hear a discussion such as you're going to hear tonight from Steve Day. Steve, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be there.
Why don't you give us a little background of the Home for Health unit, where you work, and certainly what you do there for people. Where did this organization come from? How long have you been there? And what, of course, do you have to offer people?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Stan. We got established here in Kentucky in 1997. We felt that there was a real need with the local population. You know, Kentucky rates in the I think the bottom 3 for overall health, and just seemed like a really fruitful area to work with. But since we've been here, we've noticed that people come from far and away. We've had folks come from Australia, New Zealand, Europeans come quite often. We've got lots of Canadian folks that come, and we realized that the work that we started to do is just not for Kentucky, but it had a far greater outreach than we first did. So it's people come from all over to stay here and overcome diseases that you mentioned before, multiple sclerosis, cancer, diabetes, quite a variety of different things.
Now, basically what you have is just you have a very large building there with sort of individual rooms where people can live, and they come there for a week or 3 or 4 weeks to address their disease. So how do you address the disease? What can you do for people that they couldn't get by going to their local doctor?
Well, you know, we're actually looking at what's going on inside the human body and addressing basic needs, nutrition, anatomy and physiology courses that most doctors take very little time in. I'm not saying all don't, but most don't. And we're looking at the real needs that people have.
All right, fine. Now, basically, Steve is working with Radio Liberty, and you can actually link to his program, pardon me, to his facility through our website. I've been fascinated to learn more about this, and basically they're using some of the things we've talked about with many of our other guests, but things that you will not ordinarily find available through regular medicine today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Steve is simply talking about what they do at the Home for Health clinic there, and basically it's an inpatient facility. You have your own room. Certainly it's just like an apartment room. But, of course, you go to classes, you begin to learn about your health. And basically, of course, you have to understand what most people don't understand is we're surrounded by all sorts of toxins. And if you're going to get well, you're going to have to be detoxed. Basically, we have our metals and we have our aluminum. And if you don't believe that, there's aluminum that they're putting out into our atmosphere. And aluminum is a deadly, deadly metal, a deadly, deadly poison. Just go up on the internet and write in jet fuel aluminum, and you'll find out that when you see those contrails up there, why, of course, the contrails contain aluminum. Now, there's other programs for spraying to prevent global warming. At least that's what they tell us, but what they're really doing is we would probably, if they were actually getting global cooling, but they're not telling us the truth about that, but we're subjected to exposure to mercury in our fillings and mercury in our vaccines. And when you take a vaccine, you never know what you're getting. In fact, when you go to the store and you look up and down those aisles, what do you see? You see a lot of fresh food? No, you see a lot of certainly processed food. And do you really know what's in that processed food? We are subject to so many toxins today. And of course, as Steve will tell you, one of the most important things to do is to get detoxed and from the metals and from the other chemicals in your system. Steve, how do you find out if people really do need to be detoxed, if they really have these chemicals in their system, the metals in their system, that are preventing them from getting well?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, virtually nobody that we've ever seen has had a zero toxic, like that they've been completely clean. almost everybody in society today needs some sort of detox. Even people that eat like raw food, strict vegetarian, they still get a buildup of toxins, like you mentioned, just because of the things that are out there in society, be it the chemtrails or other toxins that are coming into the what we might be breathing into our lungs or drinking in the water. There's all sorts of toxins coming into the system today, so that is a big part of it. We see sickness on such an incline right now. It's crazy. Even just in the last few years, the types of people that would come when we started to the types of people that are coming, the sickness is getting worse and worse. Just, you can see it year from year. It's very sick and very saddening. That's why we really appreciate Radio Liberty and trying to educate people, everyone out there, that they can do something, that they can take their health into their own hands, and that they can do something to avoid all this toxic garbage in the world and be healthy.
Well, of course, so it's such an important part of what you do is to teach people how to eat and eat properly. And they have to be educated. These are not things that people are used to, and they have to learn how to prepare their food. Well, first of all, let's start in, how do you get them detoxed? What do you do to get them detoxed?
Well, there's a series of different things that we'll put people on. You know, sometimes we'll put people on a fast. And again, one of the things, Dr. Stan, is that everybody's different, and so everybody's program is going to be slightly different. But we will use natural chelators to help people get rid of the toxins. We'll put them on a juice fast or a water fast, depending on where they're at, along with some supplements that will help pull these things out of their body. Sometimes these are oral supplements, sometimes they're administered through other means, and we just want to get the stuff out of the system as safely and as quickly as we possibly can, and then we focus on rebuilding the system through, you know, juices, fresh green juices, or various juices, depending on whatever they need, lots of good quality food.
And, of course, I think what most people find so difficult to believe is that the body wants to heal itself. It wants to heal itself of cancer. It wants to heal itself of diabetes and high blood pressure and these chronic infections like chronic fatigue. Many cases of chronic fatigue are related to chronic infections. The body wants to heal itself, but, of course, you can't keep insulting it. It will heal itself if you simply stop insulting it. Would that be a fair assessment?
Absolutely. If you stop putting the garbage in physically and mentally, you know, like there's a lot of affliction that we create through negative emotions or negative input. Even one aspect that we forget is going and watching all these negative movies and fights and stuff on the television. These are negative inputs, too, that are building up a toxic waste in the system as well. So if we quit putting all this garbage in, we can then give us some new habits, some new thoughts even, and the body always, you give it the right materials, it will repair whatever the problem is, and people can get well. Absolutely.
What did you tell people how they can get in touch with your organization?
Okay, well, the website is homeforhealth.net. That's home, F-O-R, health.net. And they can call the center. The center's number is 1-888. Oh, Dr. Stan, I didn't pull this up. Well, they can call me at the center at 1-606-663-6671. That's 606-663-6671. And I forgot the 1-800 number for now. I will keep that later in the show.
All right, fine. Now, how many people do you have there at the facility at any one time?
We'll have up to a dozen, 14 people will be pretty much the max that we'll take. But we have 7 guest rooms, and we basically just book one person to a room. If a couple come, then they share the room, you know.
Well, basically, of course, this organization, the building was actually built by a family that had had some chronic illness, and suddenly they'd undertaken this type of treatment. And been, what was the background of this story? How did the facility happen to get built?
Okay, well, the gentleman that built the facility, he fled persecution in Nazi Germany back in the 1940s and came to the United States just with a shirt on his back. Later, when he got wed. He found out that his wife was not able to have children. And through some counsel with some friends, they decided to change their diet and, you know, eat, drink some fresh juices. They bought a Norwalk juicer and started making juice every morning. In a couple of years, they had two healthy children. And he always thought it would be something if people could learn how to do this, and they just need a place to go. And he's not a wealthy man or anything, but he took a big portion of the money that he had made here in the United States, and he built this place, and it's his gift to God. He just wanted to help people. It's really not anything that he makes any return on. It is a really neat story. 500-600 people in the last few years have come through with all sorts of different diseases. Some of them have been infertility and overcome that. So,
but basically you're dealing with some people with chronic diseases like cancer, and many of these people have actually had extensive treatment, and nothing has helped them. Is that true?
Absolutely. At least a third of the guests that we have come through because of cancer. But we do get a variety of other issues, too. On the website, on that homeforhealth.net website, I do have up there right now the testimony of a gal that came through, recovered from multiple sclerosis. Randy King is her name. Very, very interesting story, but they were spending $3,000 a month on medication, and they were going to lose their home if something wasn't done. And in a couple of months' time, he's completely free of medication. I think we were probably at about a year now. No relapse, doing just fine.
And I think what people don't understand is a lot of these diseases, you think that, well, you got cancer, well, you're going to have to cut it out and burn it out. If it doesn't work, you're going to die. And the same thing with multiple sclerosis. You get multiple sclerosis, you're going to have it, and it's just going to get progressively worse, and you're going to get progressively, suddenly more debilitated until eventually you can't function, and then you die. But there is an opportunity, at least with some people or many people, actually to get well. But you've got to let your body do it. And, of course, when patients come in, they actually get oxygen therapy, and they can get hydrotherapy, and they get the use of herbs. And then, basically, there's so many things in the diets that we're just not getting. You're not getting adequate magnesium. Because it certainly isn't adequate. Magnesium is not in the soil today, so it doesn't get into the food. And certainly the same thing is true with many other supplements. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Steve, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Steve and his wife and another couple run the Home for Health facility. And, of course, they evaluate everybody who comes in, whatever their condition will be. And what they're trying to do is get the body to heal itself. And rather than use these extensive and expensive medications, many of which have far more complications than benefit, and they usually will find that after they've used it for 10 or 15 years, and they suddenly say, oh, shucks, it was really doing a terrible amount of harm, but now we've got a wonderful new medication, and it's only going to cost you $3,000 a month. Well, go right ahead, Steve. You want to tell us about some of the people you've had there, or maybe down the line we could even get some of the people to come on and talk about what they learned when they went to Home for Health. But what does it really consist of? How do you start the day? What do people do during the days when they're there?
Well, that's good, Dr. Stan. I think it would be good if the listening audience knew, some of the main things we get. Two of the main conditions we see are men with prostate cancer and women with breast cancer. Those are both things that seem to be very, very troubling out there, and yet we see a great success with both of those things. So,
and basically, the average individual says, well, how could you do that? You know, you're not doing surgery, you're not doing radiation, you're not doing chemotherapy. And the answer would be, you're trying to get the body to take care of it. The body wants to get rid of that cancer. It wants to neutralize the cancer, and people do. Our good friend, Dr. Lorraine Day, she was an orthopedic surgeon like I was, one of the leading orthopedists in the United States. And yet, of course, she gave up medicine when she suddenly found out that she had breast cancer, and then, of course, she suddenly found out that she couldn't get well with traditional medicine. She got well with alternative medication. She's 20 years since her cancer fell off, and amazing, amazing story, but these things really do happen.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do unto self, being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Steve Day. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Steve, one more time, why don't you put out your website and your telephone number? And then, of course, I want you to tell us, oh, what really happens? I know you have classes you spend people have to or are required or suggested that they attend these classes on several times a day. Is that correct?
Yeah, there are classes here several times a day. And at least once a day, we have a good either physiology, anatomy class, nutrition class, and we have some other types of classes that we work with. You wanted me to put out the website. That's homeforhealth.net, homeforhealth.net. And the phone number here is 800 806-506-5462. That's 800-606-5462. And, yeah, Dr. Stan, I mean, we do teach classes. There's a lot of stuff going on with people that are sick. It's important that they know what's going on in the system, not only how they got sick, but what's going on as they're getting well, and we focus on those things. We also look aspects of what's going on psychologically, what's going on in the mind. And almost everybody that gets sick has some sort of psychological problem, some sort of trauma that is that has gotten them, whether it be growing up. You know, I'm not into all of this psychology, you know, the Freudian stuff going back to your ancestors before you or anything like that. But each one of us has real trauma somewhere in our past. And many times, whether it be relationships or, you know, it can be with children, it can be with parents, it can be with spouses. Many times there are wounds that are inflicted and they set the stage. Some of this emotional trauma can set the stage. So we help people to gauge where a lot of this is coming from and help them, and we pray with them. We help them to make decisions that are going to be constructive, not set them constantly thinking about these things, but realistic ways to get past this trauma. So that is another aspect of what we do out here.
Well, now, basically, you actually teach people how to eat. In other words, basically, to change their diet so they'll be having healthy food that will have within it the substances which will heal them. And certainly, this is what my good friend Dr. Lorraine Day did. Basically, it was entirely based upon diet and, of course, exercise and a few other things, lots of water. But it was just simply a healthy approach to life. She got over her cancer 20 years ago. And now, of course, she's certainly championing these concepts, and I believe in them. I've seen and talked to people who've had miraculous improvements in this, and I know that Steve Day sees people all the time. Basically, you're, what, about an hour from Lexington, Kentucky, and you actually go to the airport and pick people up? Is that what happens?
Yeah, if somebody comes out here, they make the arrangements. We'll be meeting them at the airport. We take them out here. It's a scenic area. We're out on 300 or 400 acres. I don't know. It's a big piece of land out here. It ranges from the old survey of the oak tree to the creek. We're out in the backwoods, you know. And it's a big piece of scenic property that people can wander about and relax, get out of the city, or focus on what's really important, which is their health. And that's what we've tried to establish out here, is a place where people can get their mind off of whatever is bothering them and focus in on what's important, and that's getting their health back, their health so that they can be a good mother or father or spouse or whatever they need to focus on.
And how long are they ordinarily with you?
We've had guests here up to 2 months. Usually a guest will come here for a week or two. It's all dependent upon the need, how serious of a problem that they're dealing with. And, you know, in today's society, a lot of people can't get away for 3 or 4 weeks, so we do try to make things quicker if somebody does have a hard time getting away for more time. So.
Well, now, basically, do you do any testing on people? What do you do to determine what needs to be done?
Well, we show people what kind of nutritional deficiencies they're going through. We give them some basic testing. We show them how to test themselves so that when they go back, they can check their, like a simple test is with using urine and saliva. You can check for a whole host of deficiencies that way. And we'll show the guests how to do that. And we'll educate them on what we see in what's going on and what's coming out in the urine or what's coming out of the saliva so that they know how to change their diet, what to add in, what supplements to take, things like that.
And, of course, do most of the people end up with the supplements of one sort or another?
Well, we don't like to push too many supplements, but we do like to give people exactly what they need and then try to focus them into eating foods that will supply the need eventually.
All right, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest this evening, Steve Day from Home for Health. And Steve, can you stay with us a little longer?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Steve Day from the Home for Health Unit there in outside of Lexington, Kentucky. And, of course, they take people in with these diseases, chronic diseases, and basically a lot of these people have spent most of their money, certainly, going from clinic to clinic looking for treatments for their cancer or diabetes or heart disease or some multiple sclerosis or progressive degenerative diseases. And yet many of the people, certainly, simply by changing their whole structure of their life and their diet and their supplements, have been able to get over their diseases. And basically, it's so unbelievable that anybody could really get over cancer without a surgery or chemotherapy or radiation. Do you find that a lot of people are just sort of flabbergasted at the concept that the body wants to heal itself?
Absolutely. You know, there's people that spend a fortune going to doctors and that, when if they just gave themselves the right nutrients and a little bit of peace of mind, that they would get totally well. Dr. Stan, I'd like to bring up, I just had a gentleman meet here. Came here 6'3", 113 pounds. He had Crohn's, diagnosed by his doctor with Crohn's, been doing treatment. He went to several different facilities. He's done this 4 or 5 times and has spent a lot of money doing it. And this is the first time he's come. He'd be a great one to have on the program too, but the first time, he was here, put on probably 15 pounds in a little bit under 3 weeks that he was here. And is able to get his weight up. He's able to eat more. He's more relaxed than he ever is. Cramping has stopped. But, yeah, Crohn's and irritable bowel and all of those types of problems, we see a lot of that. Another thing we see a lot of is chronic fungal diseases. There are a lot of people that have systematic candida and all sorts of trouble. And we see a broad range of people come through. And so regardless of what somebody's problem is, we know that God can heal. We know that changing the diet, changing the stresses in life, that people will get well.
Well, now, what about chronic fatigue? Because chronic fatigue is such a... we have several million people in America with chronic fatigue. They go from doctor to doctor. A lot of them have chronic infections, chronic low-grade infections. And the body certainly cannot take care of it on their own. They're placed on long-term antibiotics, maybe up to a year or 2 years. Same thing with Lyme disease. And now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 888-24-LIBERTY, here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But what about chronic fatigue? What sort of results do you get with that?
Well, chronic fatigue and Lyme, those are great ones to bring up, Dr. Stan, but chronic fatigue, usually there is some sort of viral undertone. A lot of folks that come with it, they usually have like Epstein-Barr virus or something that has kind of had its way in their system, become very stubborn and set in the system, and you have to work on that. There's a lot of things you can do to knock down viral infections and help them to restore their energy and function. But, yeah, we've had a lot of folks with chronic fatigue. Lyme's disease is another one. That one seems to mystify a lot of people, but it's really not that hard to work with, and people in a few months, maybe six to eight weeks, they usually feel quite a bit better. I mean, almost completely better, I would say, if they don't keep their diet and their lifestyle in tune with what they need to, sometimes they'll have a little bit of a flare-up in the future. But almost all of them go live totally healthy lives, get rid of the headaches, the joint aches, and all of that type of stuff. It just becomes a thing of the past. So virtually anything that we can think of, Dr. Stan, has a way. If we just learn what needs to be put into the system or what needs to be taken out, the body will take care of itself. It's one of the most wonderful aspects of creation. God knew exactly what he was doing. He put things in the system, in our own bodies, to help restore themselves. You know, like if your liver was two-thirds destroyed, it has the capacity to regenerate the other two-thirds. So... there's a lot of things in the body that can do that. And then he put things in nature. He put herbs and different plants into the environment that would help us to cleanse and detox and heal. And they're all over. There's not a place on this planet where there's not some plant that's meant to heal. A great example is poison ivy. Anywhere that poison ivy grows, right next to it is usually jewel weed. And the jewel weed is the antidote to the poison ivy, to the chemicals in the poison ivy. So always in nature, there's something nearby that can help restore our health. We just got to learn those things.
But I think this is so foreign to the way people think. I mean, ordinarily, you have a disease, you go to the doctor, and he gives you a pill. He does a lot of tests, a lot of expensive tests, and blood tests, and x-rays, and MRIs, and all of these things. And then he gives you a pill. And that, of course, is the pharmaceutical approach to the practice of medicine without ever trying to get the body to the point where it will actually begin to heal itself. And, of course, one of the most important things, as we said at the beginning of the program, was to detox. And certainly almost everybody today, and I've heard this repeatedly from people who deal with alternative medicine, that almost everybody certainly is weighted down with all sorts of metals and with pesticides and insecticides and all sorts of toxins. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question. But basically, how do you determine what it is? You mentioned a saliva and urine test. Will they identify certainly what the toxicity, what the toxic substances are, the pesticides?
They identify a lot of things. They don't get very specific with certain types of metals, but you can see metal toxicity or viral toxicity, you know, the viral load or the bacterial load. You can see if somebody's got fungal issues. And once you identify that, each one has a protocol on how to eliminate it out of the system. So there is a way, and the really good thing about it is once somebody learns how to test themselves and run these tests, it's empowering them to take that information back to their families, and without being a tyrant in their family, they can help guide their family back to a healthier, more wholesome way of living. It's really good information for those that have families, folks with children, if they want to know what type of diet. I think that many times, Dr. Stan, we get stuck into a one-size-fits-all type of diet. We see these imbalances that exist out there in all sorts of different groups. And I think if we just learned what each one of our needs were individually, we could eat a diet that would be appealing to each one of us, that would be healthful and nourishing to each of us. There would be lots of variance in it. And you can see that exactly what each one of us needs. By running these simple tests, you can tell where we need to add in certain foods, maybe certain vitamins. We also spend a lot of time showing people how to make supplements out of very inexpensive things, various clays that you can make colloidal drinks out of, and even some of the best supplements can be bought at the ag store, the soil amendments, and that you can make some wonderful supplements out of that. So you don't have to spend a fortune chasing after good health. I mean, there's a lot of really great products out there, but there are some things that are very simple, very inexpensive that can be added in. It'd save you a lot of money, too. So we show people a lot of different things when they come.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we have Jim calling in from Washington. He'll be out there. Here he is. Hi, Jim. How are we doing?
Well, fine. Fine, thanks. And again, it's an honor to talk to you, Dr. Stanton. I'm in my late 60s and just in excellent health, praise the Lord. But would it pay me to maybe visit the clinic to, you know, make sure I stay that way? I remember, you know, Grandma says an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
What do you think, Steve? Here's somebody who says they're feeling fine. He doesn't have any problems. He's wondering, though, if it would be wise for him to come and learn about nutrition. Is this what you're considering, Jim? Because basically they emphasize the importance of proper nutrition, which I believe is vitally important.
Yeah, we have folks come with all sorts of issues, but not all of them come because they have a health issue. What you're talking about, Jim, is excellent because preventative measures go a long way. And it's very important to be able to avoid the crisis that many of us are headed for. This is a great opportunity, Jim, for you to really take control of your health and avoid anything that might sneak up on you in the future.
Okay, well, that's what I thought. It makes good sense to me anyway.
But basically, of course, I think the most important thing is to learn how to eat. And basically, it's just a whole different approach to eating and to diet. And certainly when you actually can see people who've had cancer get completely over it after they've certainly been almost written off by the physicians, there's just not much you can do. This is truly amazing. Would that be a fair statement, Steve?
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. There's all sorts of things that, when you see how simplistic and how just changing the diet in very wholesome ways, the profound effects it can have, it mystifies you and it makes you really appreciate God that much more.
Jim, have anything else you wanted to say or ask?
No, I think that covered it.
Okay, very good. And basically, they're in Kentucky, and if you were interested in going, I'm sure they'd pick you up there at the airport. They're about an hour from the from Lexington Airport there in Lexington,
okay,
Kentucky. And incidentally, we do have a station there in Lexington where we broadcast every evening. So I don't know if anybody's there in Lexington right now listening. But anyway, God bless. Thanks very much, Jim. My telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, now, is this treatment expensive? I think this is something everybody's wondering. And basically, what do you tell people when they call in?
Well, you know, we do design everything around whatever an individual's needs might be. But if you were to compare what we're doing with any of the other facilities, there are places that charge $5,000-$10,000 a week to go through a program and do the therapies and treatments like what we're offering. But we're more than willing to work with people on whatever their finances actually are. We want to make this affordable. We want to make this something they can do It's a ministry. We're organized under the same principles that churches are organized. It's not for the process of proselytizing, but we really believe that the idea of healing is one of the parts of the gospel message that, you know, in many places is neglected. And so this is an aspect of ministry that we're really trying to reach people when people are sick and hurting. There's so many people out there to take advantage of them, and we set this place up as a way of changing that paradigm. And I have a long-term goal of setting up places like this all over the world, places in Africa. There's a place in South Africa we're looking at setting up right now. And there's places all over that should be set up to help people just like this.
And I think really it's a very noble and well worthwhile concept. And basically, of course, there are places in south of the border where they do similar things. Basically, Dr. Gerson was talking about this 50 years ago when they drove him out of the country. And basically, they still have a clinic there in Mexico. But a lot of these places are fairly expensive south of the border, aren't they?
Absolutely. Again, you know, they can run 5 to 10,000 or more per 1 week, and they usually require 3 or 4 weeks. Many of them require people to come back multiple times, and people will be in for quite a bit of money, a lot more than what I think they initially expect. And I mean, these places are doing a wonderful work. They're helping people that are in real need, but the expense, I think, is far and away out of a lot of people's pocketbook for, you know, what's going on in the economy right now. And so, again, this is just an alternative to all of that, where somebody can take their finances and use them towards a much more noble enterprise. They can use it to sustain ministry, and then the money that they save, they can use to sustain their health, their family's well-being, and not max out all their credit cards, you know?
Why don't you tell people again how they can get to your website and then how they can call you and contact you. And basically, of course, I've been to your website. It's beautifully laid out and gives people an idea of the various things, because you use all sorts of modalities, certainly to try to get there. Boost their immune system so it'll begin to work. And that's what it's all about. It's getting the body to begin to heal itself. The body wants to heal itself, but unfortunately it's under constant attack, and especially from the insecticides and from the heavy metals and these other metal poisoning, whether we have fluoride in the water, whether we have certainly the mercury in the vaccines, the mercury in the dental fillings, certainly the lead, which they put in the water, the hydrofluorosilicic acid has lead in it. They know this, but they're putting it in anyway, and you have to ask yourself, why in heaven's name would they do that when they know the disastrous effects certainly of the using of hydrofluorosilicic acid to fluoridate water? And they do that in 90% of the communities where they fluoridate water. And they know, of course, in those communities why 1 in every 3 young black men ends up in prison, probation, or parole, because the black has a genetic difference and much more susceptible to the influence of the lead. And the lead level, they can measure it going up in the blood. But they never tell them, and they don't tell the public. That's Dr. Roger Master's work at Dartmouth University, and you want to get it, we have it. The most amazing story, and yet there's not one person in 10,000 who's ever heard it. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, do you stay pretty full most of the time, Steve?
Yes, we usually are running at capacity. I'm always looking to help as many people as possible, though. And if somebody needs help out there, we'd be more than happy to try to work something out. We want to make sure that somebody is looking for help. If they have cancer or some sort of problem, you mentioned Lyme disease, we talked about multiple sclerosis, all sorts of things, chronic fatigue.
What about children? What about children with autism? And, you know, you've got a 4 or 5 year old child who's autistic, and have you seen any improvement in them with this approach?
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do for children with autism. It is a little bit more of a longer process. You know, within 6 months to a year, a lot of children make huge strides in improvement. And again, it's just a completely different way. When you're working with children, you have to be able to come down to their level and try to think like a child. The supplements and different things don't They're not going to be the same types of products that you would use with an adult. You have to usually think of alternative means of administration and things. But yes, you can make huge improvements with autistic children.
And I think this is really rather exciting. Once again, get your telephone number out, and then we'll be back in just a moment. What's the telephone number?
The telephone number here is 888-642-9644.
One more time.
888-642-9644.
Okay, fine. And, Chris, we're hoping to have Steve with us on a regular basis once a month here at this station talking about these problems, and perhaps we can get some of the people on who've actually been there, because there are alternatives to traditional therapy. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do yourself, being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken it upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so, yeah, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Steve. We talked to him early this morning on our Colorado station. I'm fascinated by what he's doing. We've been to his website. We've talked to him. And they are certainly helping us, but I think, of course, his approach, they're coming from a Christian point of view, and this is a Christian ministry. They have to charge, but they don't charge excessively at all, much cheaper than anything else you're going to get in. And basically, in a week or 2 weeks at the most, why, you certainly will know how to begin to treat yourself. And this is the whole idea. If you happen to certainly seen the DVDs we have with Dr. Lorraine Day, where she talks about this basic approach, one of those, cancer does scare me anymore, and she has another one, You Can't Improve on God. And those two DVDs certainly will give you an idea of what they're talking about. But you many times need to have someone right there with you as you begin to change your whole structure of life. And that sounds like what they're doing there at the Home for Health the clinic. It's homeforhealth.net. That's homeforhealth.net. If you can't remember it, you can go to our website, and hopefully my son will, on our webpage, we'll have a link to their website. And I think you'll find it fascinating. I know I've been quite fascinated going over their material there on their website. Well, this is a time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a condition to help, in a position to help, why, our telephone number is telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. You can donate to us. You can do whatever you like to. Some people would advertise, and I think this is one reason why Steve Day is advertising with us. We appreciate that very much, because this is what we need so we can stay on the air and keep bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. How do we begin to understand what's going on? Well, if you haven't read such a Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, you need to get it. We have a couple of 4-CD sets with Dr. Blaylock. One of them is called Life-Saving Secrets, and there's another 4-CD set with Dr. Blaylock. And you need to have this information, and you need to understand that you can begin to heal yourself. But, of course, you've got to understand proper nutrition and proper diet. And it's just a whole different world. But if you ever go to the grocery store and you look up and down the aisles, what do you see? All these processed foods. And what's in them? Well, they list it there in fine print and so many of the things. They'll say natural flavoring. What's natural flavoring? It's MSG and aspartame, deadly poisons. They know what they're doing. Aspartame was developed as a biological warfare agent, but because it was sweet, they began putting it in our products. And, of course, they know how harmful it is to our children. They're poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. Why do you think so many children are autistic? Why do you think so many children have emotional problems? Why do you think so many children are not healthy like you and I were when we were growing up? And basically, a lot of this has to do with diet. You need to learn more about it. As I say, the book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, the 2 4-CD sets of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock, and certainly one of them is called Life-Saving Secrets. We carry Russell's other books called Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. That's Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. And one of those natural strategies, well, of course, the diet. And certainly taking supplements, and as Dr. Blaylock has told me, often the patients will go to to follow his advice or go to their oncologist. The oncologist doesn't understand why their hair doesn't fall out. Everybody else's hair falls out when they get their radiation and chemotherapy. But the patients with proper nutrition don't, and of course, well, in many instances, I suspect they'd be a lot better off without the radiation and certainly the chemotherapy, because it just destroys the immune system. And what we need is an immune system to fight the cancer. And yet everything they're doing alters that immune system. If you haven't heard the 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, you need to hear it, one of the most important we have. And again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful. From the mountain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Great Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mimi Steele, and Mimi, of course, is going to be talking to us about Agenda 21 and the Master Plan. Now, what is Agenda 21? Well, basically, of course, it is the agenda for the 21st century. And the elite know exactly what they're doing, the people who are dedicated to trying to frighten the American people and to, in the name of protecting our environment, to create all sorts of regulation and regimentation of every aspect of life. This is a carefully coordinated plan. The fact you don't hear about it, in my estimation, is because the media certainly is controlled, and they're not going to let the American people know what's really going on, and yet we see increasing regulation and regimentation of every aspect of our lives and control of our property. Mimi, thank you so very much for being with us. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, and then, of course, what you've discovered as you begin looking into this whole concept of Agenda 21 and sustainable development.
I got started in this because I was so concerned about what was happening in America. I'm a former military officer. I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And I really saw America slipping away. And I was looking for something that I could do where I could really make a difference. And I looked around, and you can't really influence people in Washington or even at the state level, but I looked at the property rights issue, and I thought, this is something locally that I can really have an impact on. And so I started getting involved, trying to find out what the property rights issues might be in the Bay Area. And I started out initially learning about Agenda 21, and I kept looking for that term as I was looking at what was happening. And you're right, they never use the term locally. The terms they use are sustainable development and smart growth. And so when you're looking at what's happening in your community with your property rights, those are the two terms that are really important for you to look at. Those terms are in all of the planning documents. And I just thought it might be helpful for me to give a quick definition of what those two terms mean.
Well, you go right ahead.
Okay. So smart growth is an urban planning and transportation theory that concentrates growth in compact, walkable urban centers to avoid sprawl, and it advocates compact, transit-oriented, walkable, bikeable land use, including neighborhood schools, complete streets, and mixed-use development with a range of housing choices. The bottom line on that, if you read between the lines, is they want to force all of the future growth, especially in California. They've already stated this through SB 375. 90% of the future growth in California is being planned to be in high-density areas near mass transit. You're going to be very hard-pressed to find opportunities to build single-family homes. Sustainable development is development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Now, this sounds very nice in theory, but it really comes from a philosophy of scarcity and austerity. And it really begs the question of who is controlling, who decides what is going to preserve the future generation. So instead of husbanding your resources, as we've always done in the United States with private property ownership, what sustainable development implies is that the government is going to decide who uses the resources, what resources...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Mimi is basically pointing out that the whole idea of Agenda 21 is simply to have the government regulate almost every aspect of our activity, where we live, how we get around. Certainly, they want to get people out of their cars. And this is one reason why the price of gasoline is so high. And this is certainly one reason why they have the bike trails. You notice how they have the bike trails in all over here in the Monterey Bay area where I live. But here in California, they push this. This is one reason why they're suddenly trying to get in this fast train. Basically, this is going to cost literally hundreds of billions of dollars before they get this in. But they want the train so they can get the people out of their cars here in the Monterey Bay area. Where I live, they bought a rail line. Oh my goodness, this is wonderful. We're going to have this wonderful rail line. And so basically, it's going to pay for itself. We're going to be able to pay a haul freight about to 5 miles from Aptos to Capitola and back again. And that is how we're going to finance this. It's going to be economically feasible. And we're going to get all this money from the federal government. And they bought this for $14 million. And now they're going to spend probably $50 million repairing the trestles. And why in the heaven's name are we buying a rail line so we can haul freight from Aptos to Capitola? But the average person has no idea what's really going on. But you go ahead and pick up the story, Mimi.
Okay. So let's go back to sustainability. And I like to call it the dark side of sustainability. If you look at what the UN defines as unsustainable, they define single-family homes, private transportation, private property, and land use for recreation like golf courses and ski runs, all of those are considered unsustainable. So you'll see in a lot of areas where they're making property into parklands, and then once it becomes parklands, then they further restrict it from human use. There's been a story recently about Yosemite, how they want to close down the ice rink and all of these and the bike trails and everything going through Yosemite because ultimately they want to get people off of the rural land. The sustainability really is big government central planning. They're trying to modify your behavior by having these train lines available and telling you you really need to ride the train. You should be using their car. And really, it's a form of wealth redistribution because it's making it very difficult for people to own their own private property. The thing that's really interesting, I think, and it's happening in the Bay Area and all over the country, is a lot of these decisions...
Hold that thought, okay? Mimi. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mimi is simply talking about this whole idea of sustainability, and what they really are saying is that private property is unsustainable. Homes are unsustainable. Our cars and our current means of transportation are unsustainable. And a little, and they're even talking certainly about closing down a lot of the trails and things up at Yosemite because, of course, basically there are too many people there. And what they want to do is simply go back and wild all of these areas all across the country and get people out of their homes into high-density area, and they want to control them every aspect of what they do. And you say, well, that's foolish. I mean, well, I could never do that in America. But ladies and gentlemen, they're in the process of doing it. It's a slow process, but they want to get people out of their private homes and into multi-level, certainly high-rise apartment houses, certainly where you can actually, a high-rise apartment, you can live in the apartments, you can work on the first floor, you can shop on the basement floor, and then, of course, you won't certainly want to have a car. There's no place to park your car. But so you can certainly use public transportation. And that's why they're stressing public transportation. And that's why they're stressing the bullet train in California. But nobody's telling the average individual because it sounds so ridiculous, but it's not ridiculous. These people on the other side hold the reins of power. They're working in both political systems. They get their people elected to office because they're willing to commit themselves and put up the money. And their people are doing all sorts of incredible things that you may think are illogical and foolish, but they don't. It's all about controlling you from the cradle to the grave. Would that be a fair assessment, Mimi?
That's a great assessment, Dr. Stan. And the other thing that I should tell you is that this really is about their... some central planners' vision of utopia. They think that they can dictate to us how the future is going to be so wonderful. And what's really interesting, especially in California, but especially in the Bay Area, what they've done is they've come up with a regional plan. It's a 25-year plan, and it combines housing, land use, and transportation into this one 25-year plan. And I always tell people the Soviets only had 5-year plans. But in California, we have 25-year plans. And this plan, people can look it up in the Internet. They can go to www.bayarea.org, and they'll see the One Bay Area plan. And it's something that's coming down to us from the state and from the region. And essentially, when you think about how America was founded, we were founded to respect individual rights. That was where the most power was supposed to be, with the individual. And then to the city, and then to the county and the state, and the least power to the federal government. Well, we've turned that model completely upside down. And now the federal government and the state and the regions are coming down on the cities and telling them what to do. So what's traditionally been a city decision, like land use planning, is now being dictated by the region. And what's really disturbing in this One Bay Area plan is that they have the state is actually using projections of what they think the future growth in population is going to be in the state. And they think it's going to grow, where all the evidence shows that the population in California is actually decreasing. And the state is telling the region how many housing units that region must plan for, and not only how many housing units, but what income level of housing units they must plan for. So they'll give you a category of very low, low, median, and above median income housing, and they're telling every city in the Bay Area, this is your housing number, and you have to be prepared to build housing for those numbers of units. And of course, all of this housing, especially in the very low and the low income, all of this is subsidized. So this is your tax dollars going to subsidize housing that very few people are going to want to live in. Most people, despite what the planners say, most people do not want to live in high-density, stack-and-pack housing near mass transit.
But that's how they're going to get us, if they're going to force us to do that. Now, my understanding is they're talking about giving the Bay Area something like $250 billion from the federal government to implement this plan. Is that true?
That's true, over a 25-year plan, 25-year period. And so what the federal government does is it'll give this money to the state will give the money to the region, and the two regional entities, Metropolitan Transportation Commission and the Association of Bay Area Governments, will then divvy that money out to the various cities. The downside of that is if your city does not want to comply with this high-density housing, they lose their funding. And so it's the velvet glove, the iron fist in the velvet glove. This is definitely coercion coming down to us from the regional level. The other thing that I think is very disturbing is we've looked into how these numbers were calculated. This is called the Regional Housing Needs Allocation. And actually, every major metropolitan area in the state has the equivalent of what we in the Bay Area have, which is MTC and ABAG. And all of those regions, there are 17 metropolitan regions, and they're all doing the same thing. And this regional housing needs allocation, it's called the RENA, that comes from the state to every single region. And the way it's calculated in the Bay Area is they look at the median income in your town, the median home price in your town, and your school scores. And they come up with what they call a quality of life factor. So if your quality of life in your town is higher than the quality of life, quote unquote, that's calculated in other towns, then you don't have your fair share of a diverse population.
So then what's the solution to that, to bring in people then, to make it more diverse?
Absolutely. So let me just give you a quote. This came from one of the documents that we found when we were doing some analysis on this plan. And the document said, so let me back up one more thing. Every town has to have what's called a PDA, which is a priority development area, and that's the area where they're going to put this high-density housing. So we found a document that says the proposed alternative scenarios utilize a priority development area framework. It has a strong emphasis on social equity, and it uses the regional housing needs allocation known as the 175% income redistribution. The complete communities framework, along with the affordable housing strategy of the RENA, is the primary method by which social equity is built into land use scenarios. So what they're saying is they want to allocate a higher percentage of low-income housing to cities with a disproportionately low number of low-income residents. So if you want to translate baloney into English, what they're saying is that if you have a high quality of life in your town, then it's too high. And so we have to import people of these different income levels, and you have to build housing for them to put them into your region so that we level the playing field.
And basically, of course, what they're really talking about is a totally regulated, regimented plan. Society and every aspect of what we're going to be doing is going to be controlled. And basically, because they control the media and they control the television, they ultimately begin to control what the American people think and believe. Basically, this is exactly what the whole theory of communism was in Russia. Everything was to be regulated from above, and this is increasingly what's happening here. And while we sent our boys overseas to fight for freedom, we are progressively losing our freedom here at home. And I'm sure you probably feel very strongly about that, having been in the military and believing in our country. But then when you begin to see what's really happening here, you realize that maybe we didn't win the war against communism at all, because we're adopting many of these totalitarian concepts and controlling concepts right here that we were fighting for to prevent overseas. Would that be a fair assessment?
It is exactly it. And it's very, very disturbing. I found a document that compares smart growth, which is what we were talking about, to the ideal communist city, which was a book that was written in 1968 by several communist planners. And if you look at those two documents, the smart growth is exactly the same as the ideal communist city in every single respect except for one, which is that in smart growth they talk about mid-level housing, like five to ten stories. In smart growth, whereas in the ideal communist city, they were talking about high rises.
And I think it's so vitally important for people to understand what's really going on in our society. They never accomplished this sort of thing in Russia. They never accomplished it well anyway. But of course, certainly we are accomplishing it here. They didn't accomplish it in Russia because their socialist system was so inefficient. We have, however, the background of a capitalist system, an efficient system, and so basically they're able to finance this whole thing, and with the control of the media, the average individual has little idea of what you're talking about. Fortunately, we do have the internet, however. The internet is a two-edged sword. There's a lot of disinformation up there, but there's a lot of truth, the truth that you can't get through regular channels. Certainly, I'm a victim of a graduation from the University of California, and graduated with honors from the University of California, and I was so stupid I was mind controlled, and basically this is what's happening today. And basically our universities, our high schools, our media, everything is done to conceal the truth from the American people, and that is we're moving towards a totally controlled society. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY out across America. 464-8295. Do you believe this? Could it really be true? Our guest is Mimi Steele. And give us a call if you have a question or comment. We'll be back in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty. Well, maybe as you talk about this and try to explain it to people, do you think the average individual could even believe that these things are going on in America today?
I think it's very hard for people to believe, although we've been relatively successful in the Bay Area because of this plan to go around to the different counties in the Bay Area. This plan is a plan that's going to include the 9 counties of the Bay Area and 101 cities, and it's going to make every single town look like every other town. They're all going to have this high-density housing in the downtown area and near the mass transit. But when I actually show people the plan and explain it to them, and we're going through some hearings right now, there's going to be a set of hearings that's going to be coming up in the April to May timeframe, where the requirement of the state is that the plan get public input. And so that's a good thing. Now that we're aware of it and we're training people on what's happening with the plan, we're able to get people to really see what's going on. And when you show them the priority development areas, when you show them the documentation of how the regional housing needs allocation is made, they're appalled. They start to realize what a threat this is to their life and their liberty.
And basically, it's to get people to understand this, not theoretical. It's very, very real. Now, what are they going to do with the people who are living in homes, certainly in the more rural areas? How are they going to get them out of their homes and into the high rises?
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things that are going on in that area. It's going to become increasingly expensive to live in the suburbs. It's going to be, as you said earlier, there's really a concerted effort to make driving very, very expensive. When you see, especially in the Bay Area, you see all these HOV lanes. They're purposely trying to make congestion as bad as possible so that people don't want to use their cars. They limit the amount of parking. And so ultimately what's going to happen is it's just going to be too difficult. And the other aspect of it is very little money is going into roads. They're not even repairing roads with the road money. A lot of the road money is being diverted into bike trails, which is the kind of thing that you were talking about earlier. And so what ends up happening is it's going to become more and more difficult to live out in the suburbs. The other piece of this that really concerns me a lot is what's happening to rural properties, because there's something in the state called ballot box planning. And what that allows you to do, is, if you're a city or a county, is to take private property and put a measure on the ballot and have people vote on how that private property should be used. And so I'm in Alameda County, California. And one of the things that happened to a bunch of property out in the east part of the county, which is mostly rural, is the Sierra Club decided they wanted to preserve this property for open space. That's the excuse they used. So they put a measure on the ballot, and the people of Alameda County, there's 1.2 million people in Alameda County, and they voted on taking this private property and making it into open space.
Hold that thought. And we'll sure. Be back here in just a moment with Mimi Steele. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Mimi Steele. We're talking about this whole sustainable development program, the Agenda 21, and basically this is a subversive effort. It is a subversive effort to take away our private property rights and to regulate every aspect of human life. They do this progressively. They do it very slowly so that the people will not be awakened, they'll not be jarred, and basically as long as it's happening to somebody else, why that's not so bad. We see them developing these high-rise centers in the San Jose area. You can actually see these high-rise areas that they're developing. And of course, down the line, they want to get you out of your car. They want to make it extremely expensive to have a car. They want to get you onto a bicycle. That's why they're putting in the bicycle trails. And people say that's madness. The American people are never going to give up their cars. Well, at least not right now, but believe me, the people on the the other side have a long-range plan by which they're going to regulate every aspect of your life, and you won't even know when you're being regulated. You'll think these things are just happening by stupidity or by accident, but they're not. It's all by design, and fortunately, you can go up on the Internet and suddenly read about Agenda 21. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to call in, if you have a question or comment, or you think this just sounds so ridiculous, that could not be true. Unfortunately, it is true, and little bit by little bit, we're gradually losing our freedom, ever more regulation over our private property, planning commissions, changing the planning rules, and suddenly, Mimi was just saying that in the Bay Area and in the Alameda County, they recently had a vote, and the people voted to take away private property rights and turn large segments of land in part of the county into open space. Would you like to pick up that thought, Mimi?
Sure. So what they did with this measure that people voted on was that they made it sound like it was going to be this wonderful utopian dream of all of this beautiful open space, the rolling hills, and it is really beautiful here in this area. But what they did in the fine print was they severely restricted what the ranchers could do with their property. So one of the ranchers in our area is an equestrian center, and this particular measure actually goes down to the level of detail that tells you how much area you can build on your own private property. It's called a floor allocation ratio, which sounds kind of silly, except in this case, the equestrian center needed to build a covered arena. And they needed to build the covered arena in order to be profitable in their business. I mean, the guy's in business to have an equestrian center and to make a profitable go of having his horses there. And this measure, which was voted on by the vote of the people, restricts him from building a covered arena on his private property. And we just went through a hearing back in January, and what was interesting about the hearing was the Sierra Club told the Board of Supervisors of our county that they could restrict the property further, but they couldn't do anything to help agriculture. So the bottom line is, when the Sierra Club or any of these supposedly do-gooder, open space, Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, all of these kinds of people, they really are not trying to preserve property for future generations. What they're trying to do is get people off property. And so they're, rather than going and being an honest broker and buying the property from these ranchers, they put a measure on the ballot. It is so restrictive that these people cannot stay in business, and eventually they're going to go out of business, and the property is going to
And basically, because they control the media up there, you're never going to hear the truth about so much of what's going on. Basically, I was born and raised in Alameda County, and I know how certainly the Oakland Tribune, I don't even know if it's still published, but basically so many of the newspapers up there all simply followed the same line, and you would never get the accurate information out. That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. At least the people who listen to our programs will hear the truth that you're not going to get through so many other channels. Basically, the Sierra Club and these Open Conservatory and other organizations, they're subversive groups. They want to destroy the fabric of our free society. Everything is to be regulated from the cradle to the grave, and they'll regulate your property to the point where eventually you can't afford to keep it, and then they'll come in and buy it for a song, or maybe just take it away from you under one guise or another, or you can keep it, but you can't utilize your property. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but nobody wants to call these groups what they are. They're subversive, they're very well financed by very wealthy people. We're part of the group that it really wants to regulate every aspect of your life. In America, just exactly as similar groups in Russia and China are doing the same thing, they're doing it here, but not the people you'd anticipate at all. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance.
Well, Mimi, you go right ahead. Now, basically, do you think that at these hearings you're going to be able to get any information out? And basically, don't you think that they have their people? Suddenly, they put them on to the boards of supervisors and city councils. Basically, of course, they are very well organized, and they certainly it's all about political power, and they get their people elected to office. Have you run into that?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's happened? I think as I try to be get some perspective on this, you know, over the course of the years, government goes to those who show up. And so the people who are raising their families and paying taxes, the good people of America, if you will, we're busy. We don't want anything from government. We just want to live our lives and do our thing. But the people who want something from government are those who show up. They're the ones who get people elected. And, you know, on some level, we have to blame ourselves on some level for not being as involved as we should have been in the past. You know, people, I think Americans tend to be very trusting people, and we never dreamed in our wildest imagination that our fellow citizens would be, you know, grabbing the reins of power and scheming to take our liberty away while we were out there working and paying our taxes. And so when I look around and I deal with these city councils and I deal with these board of supervisors, it's very obvious to me when I talk to them that the special interest groups have their ear. They're well funded. They pay people full time to be in there lobbying for their point of view, which always involves having the government do something on their behalf, which means that they don't do something on the taxpayers' behalf. And so we've gotten ourselves in a very difficult situation, and people, the average citizen needs to get involved. Probably most people would rather have a root canal than go to a city council meeting, but that's what it's going to take.
Well, but even more than that, it's getting organized and electing people who will do what's right for America rather than the special interests. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest B.B. Steele, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, out across America or here on the central coast of California, 464-8295. Of course, Mimi is talking about people getting involved and going to the meetings and trying to express concern about what's going on, because I believe we're going to have to, if we're going to change America, people are going to have to get involved in the political process. Number one, they're going to have to be willing to put up money and effort to elect good candidates. And then, of course, they're going to have to change the voting system so that we do not have electronic voting machines, because they can all be rigged. We need paper ballots. We need them counted locally. And we need somebody, of course, carefully monitoring this to make sure it's done honest, because, ladies and gentlemen, the people on the other side are not people of integrity. They're well-financed. They know exactly what they're doing, and they want to change America from what it was to this dream of sustainable development, carrying out the program of Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. And if they're successful, then the America you and I have known will simply become a remembrance of things past. And freedom as we know it will simply be a long since forgotten dream. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Mimi, do you have a web page? Do you have information on your efforts that you'd like to put out so we can have people get in touch with you and help you and support you in your effort to wake the people in the Bay Area up about what's really going on?
Yes, I do. I appreciate you asking me. The website is www.bayarealiberty.org. And if people go to that website, right near the top, there's a place where you can sign up for my free email newsletters. I have everything divided by county. So if something comes out that involves all of the counties in the Bay Area, I can blast an email out to everybody and tell people about meetings. If it's something that comes out in just a specific county, I can let that county know. I've got groups of people that I call property rights watchdogs If they hear about a meeting that's going to impact property rights, they can email me at sfinfo@proprights.org, and I'll rally the troops and we'll get people out to these meetings. We've got a dedicated core of people that are really concerned and are really getting active, and the more people that we can have join us, the better off we're going to be and the much more effective we're going to be. I think the people who have been doing this One Bay Area plan have been astounded at the level of disagreement and unhappiness that's been expressed about this plan. And it's only because the private citizens like myself and other people have been taking the time to inform them about what's been going on. Traditionally, it's only been the stakeholder groups that show up at their meetings, and of course, they're all in favor of all of this stuff because it means more power for them.
And it's really all about power. It's all about control.
Yep.
And basically, of course, they're using the threat to the environment. They're not concerned about the environment. They're destroying the environment with many of the things they're doing. But it's all about using the threat to the environment so they can justify controlling you. There are people out there who believe in control. They believe that they're so much smarter, and they should have the right to control you. This is what's driven people down through the ages. And, of course, we've never had a society like America, where the power of government was limited by the change of the Constitution. That's why they don't teach the Constitution in our colleges. That's why they don't teach the Constitution in law schools. And there's probably not one in 100 lawyers who actually has read the Constitution and understands the whole concept of our form of government was to limit the power of the government over the lives of the people so they could be free. The people want to be free. They just want to live their lives. But there's a group well-organized, well-financed, and certainly very dedicated to take away your freedom. And if you're not involved, then you should have no reason to complain, because we're losing our freedom progressively, little by little. And certainly you have your local planning commissions, you have your local planning boards, and basically you can't do anything with your property in the organized areas, certainly without a permit of one sort or another. And they will tell you what to do and what you can do and what you can't do, and they will be there to look over your shoulder if you're putting on a room or putting in a bathroom. You can't do with what you want to with your own property, because you see, it really isn't your property. It belongs, of course, to society, and society can tell you what to do. And these ideas of the sanctity of private property are rapidly becoming simply a remembrance of things past. Concepts of private property are quickly becoming simply a remembrance of things past. Everything is being regulated by the elite. They know exactly what they're doing. They don't want you to know. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Mimi, do you know our good friend Michael Shaw down here in Santa Cruz?
I certainly do. He was one of the very early bell ringers about Agenda 21.
And he's doing a great job. He's a personal friend and is very active with us. And basically, of course, if you ever want to get onto our radio programs, we do have listeners all up and down the state. And certainly we have a number of radio stations here. We have a weekend program out of in Northern California, out of KCBC and Modesto on Saturdays. And I'd love to get you on there, because you can address an awful lot of people from that. And certainly it's only half an hour. But they like it so well, they play it 3 or 4 times. I only pay for one. I couldn't afford to pay for 3 or 4 times, because it's 50,000-watt station. But basically, they keep playing the program because, of course, they tell me that if they don't, the customers or listeners call in and criticize them. Well, we've got Gloria calling from Spokane. Hang on here. Hi, Gloria. How are we doing?
Well, just fine. I'm really glad that you have Mimi on. I happened to meet her at the National Citizens Alliance for Property Rights meeting that was held in Seattle a couple weeks ago, and I was so impressed with her. I saw some of her YouTube presentations talking about that open space land deal that they did down there in Alameda County, and that's quite interesting to watch. And I just wanted to also say that there are now 14 chapters of Citizens Alliance for Property Rights in Washington State, and there are 5 chapters in down in California, and they are located in 14 counties. So, and then there is Oregonians in Action. That takes care of Oregon. So we've got the three states covered pretty much for property rights groups. If people are interested, they should do some research and try to find contacts, or in their own counties, they should start a chapter, because people are uniting and we're becoming a political force.
Well, Ben, Gloria, how can people get in touch with their local organization or get in touch with you and find out about these organizations? Because I think we have a lot of listeners out there who'd like to do something, but they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to do it on their own. And they're not very many people crazy enough to go ahead and get on the radio and on their own. Basically, they're looking for leadership. And I know that you've been active. In fact, for those listeners out there, I know Gloria very well. In fact, she's been listening to our program for many years, gave me a copy of one of my favorite books. I never would have put out the money to buy it on my own, but she bought it for me many years ago. Gloria, how can people get in touch with you and the organizations in your...
Well, I'll tell you how they can get a hold of CAPR, Citizens Alliance for Property Rights. Just go to www.capr.us, and then they will be able to find all the different chapters. And if they don't happen to find a chapter in their local county or their local area, then they can start a chapter. There's much contact information there for the national chapter leaders, which they're located in the Seattle area, basically. And Steve Hammond, the organizer of this group, would be happy to talk to them and help them organize the local group. And we need more people like Mimi. She is really amazing. And she has a lot of enthusiasm and knowledge, and I think we just need more people like her explaining to people what's happening and how their rights are being taken away.
Gloria, one more time, or two more times, what is the website to go to? Slowly, because people you have to be very slow, and because people have to write this down. So how do they get to this on the website?
Okay, all they have to do is go to CAPR.us, and that stands for Citizens Alliance for Property Rights. And after they get to that website, they can just find tremendous contact information. In fact, just tonight I got an email that there's a new chapter in the San Diego Orange County area, which I'm sorry, Mimi knows more about California than I do. Is San Diego in Orange County?
No, San Diego and Orange County are separate, but it's one group that's banding together to fight this. As I said earlier, this is happening all over the state. So there's an organization down in the Southern California area called SCAG, which is the equivalent of ABAG. They're doing the same thing. San Diego has a group called SANDAG. It's just like our ABAG, so they're all doing the same thing. Another website address for the CAPR website is www.proprights.org. That will take you to the same website that Gloria was just talking about. I think what's really great about CAPR, Citizens Alliance for Property Rights, is that when we first started getting involved in the Bay Area, it's just overwhelming how many organizations are funded by taxpayer groups and the UN and non-governmental agencies, and they're all fighting against us. And when you just go there as an individual, it's pretty overwhelming. And what CAPR allowed us to do was get up to speed really quickly as a nonprofit organization and start putting the word out that we want a seat at the table too. We taxpayers, we people who care about property rights, want a seat at the table, and we don't have a seat at the table right now. It's really disturbing. When I first started getting involved with the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, I found out that they had a policy advisory committee. The people on the policy advisory committee are from social equity groups and environmental groups. There are no taxpayers on that committee. So that's why all the policies come out the way they come out. Everything is skewed against the average American citizen who's working and paying taxes and paying for all this stuff.
Well, Gloria and Mimi, if either one of you have anything that you want to get out on the radio, that's what Radio Liberty is about, and so don't be bashful about calling me. I think both of you know how to get hold of me. Anything else, Gloria, before we let you go?
I just say quickly that in our Spokane Caper chapter, we are having a dinner on April 13th. It's $25, and we're going to be we'll have Jim Beers from Minnesota, and he's an expert on the wolf problem, because Eastern Washington is just completely being taken over by wolves, and that's part of the Wildlands Project. So Jim Beers will be here speaking, and then we'll have Stephen Neugebauer talk about water rights, because those two things are the biggest threat in Eastern Washington right now. So I just wanted to invite our Spokane people. That will be posted, and that was posted in the latest newsletter for CAPER. So, and Mimi mentioned before, you can go to propertyrights.org and get contact information from that. I can also give you a number if people are interested in attending that Wolves and Water dinner, and it's just an evening. And they can call Mike Coopersmith at 509-599-1545 to reserve for that dinner.
Now, Gloria, you should know you always have to put the number out twice.
Okay, 509-599-1545.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Anything else before we let you go?
No, thank you so much.
Thank you so very much, Gloria. And let's go now that then we have Ron calling us from Washington. Hi, Ron. And Sydney, Ron's one of our regular callers, but we always look forward to hearing from him. Hi, go ahead, Ron.
Yes, Mimi, I believe, Mimi Steele, is that?
Yeah.
I haven't lived in the Bay Area since, over 40 years ago, but I remembered ABAG being active like back in the 60s.
They've just gotten worse.
Right.
They ABAG started out, Association of Bay Area Governments, they started out as a legitimate organization to for the cities to band together and buy insurance. You know, they were association of governments. But what's happened now is they've morphed into this organization that dictates down to the cities how much housing they need to build in every city. And you can't, if this is really about housing, you might say, well, if one city's already built out and doesn't have any room for more housing, let's put the housing somewhere else. But that's not what they want, because they want to social engineer it so that every single city has its share of every type of income level.
And that's what it's all about, Ron. It's a subversive movement. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want the public to know. Anything else you want to ask or say, Ron?
Well, just a couple of things. I went to a speech by Tom Sine. He's a self-proclaimed Christian writer, and he was talking about how we should all have residences in common and such. I was just wondering, are the churches pushing some of this?
I didn't hear that.
Are the churches pushing some of this? So basically, there's certainly some of our churches are very communistic. In fact, the Christian church has been thoroughly infiltrated, ladies and gentlemen. It starts in the seminaries, and people go into the ministry not because they believe in the divinity of our Lord, because they want to use the foundation of the church to change society. It's all about do-gooder and, of course, regulation and regimentation, and then ultimately the crushing of the individual. Go right ahead. You were saying, Mimi, that certainly some of the churches are involved with this movement.
Yeah, so the terms that you need to look for are social equity and social justice. And you really need to define those terms, because what ends up happening, and this is where a lot of the churches get involved, unfortunately, is that, you know, they might, on one level, they see social equity as doing good, but the reality is the way it's defined in these programs is that it's the government forcing you to do good. It's not you giving of yourself because you want to help somebody. It's you going to the government and having the government tell other citizens you must do this in order so that everybody's fair and equal.
And that's right. See, they don't really have any confidence in the individual. Everything is to be regulated by the elite. And this is why this is a subversive movement. They're well organized. They're well financed. They know exactly what they're doing. And now suddenly there's an opposition. We can thank Mimi for that, and Gloria, and our good friend Mike Shaw. And you need to be involved as well. Hang on, Ron. We'll be back in just a moment here. Ron, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Property rights are guaranteed by the 5th and 14th Amendments of the United States.
I think that's pretty much it. Just maybe say my website one more time, and thank you, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead. Get your website out.
Okay. Yeah, my website is www.bayarealiberty.org. We've got a lot of meetings coming up in April and May where you will have an opportunity to go and face down these people and tell them that you don't want this one Bay Area plan. We want every single city in the Bay Area to control its own destiny and not have somebody come down on top of us and tell us what to do.
Well said. Thank you so very much, Mimi. And
I hope we
get you on some of our other programs and get the information out far and wide.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. God bless. Good night. Ron, did you have anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
That's a fifth. Property rights are guaranteed by the 5th and 14th Amendments of the Constitution. And if they taught the Constitution in school and went through it in an expository way and explained that, then some of these atrocities wouldn't be taking place.
You're absolutely right, but the tragedy, as you well know, is that they don't teach the Constitution in our school. A lot of the children honestly believe we're a democracy. They told these lies over and over again. They believe it's a function of the federal government to provide for people to the cradle to the grave and to help those people who can't help themselves. Certainly, for the people who can't help themselves, there need to be help, but not coming from the federal government. That was the last thing our founders wanted. Matters dealing with life, liberty, and property, and helping the needy were to be taken care of at the local level, never at the federal government, because, of course, when the federal government can provide for the people, the federal government's going to be able to control the people from the cradle to the grave. Ron, go ahead.
Yes, I appreciate Mimi Steele and her activist, her activities there in the Bay Area. I think the Bay Area might be just a precursor to what's going to happen throughout the country. I'm glad there are people pushing back.
Well, I think that basically this is exactly what's happening. And of course, you do have an activist group up there in the Spokane area, Gloria, who'd called in. Is certainly a longtime listener and certainly is involved. I don't know if you heard her announcement about the dinner they're going to have there, but I think it behooves all the people to get involved. And basically, I wish we could just sit on the sidelines and enjoy life. Unfortunately, we don't have that luxury. Time is running out for America. And if we don't take America back very soon, then freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Good night, Ron. We're going to have to let you go.
Good night. God bless.
Bye-bye, and you too. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us maintain our network of over 50 outlets every week, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for my ministry, for our provision, and for our protection. Because basically, of course, the longer I'm in this, the more convinced I am of the fact that we are truly involved in a spiritual battle. And there really are supernatural forces that are at work in the world today, and you really can't understand hardly anything going on unless you understand those spiritual forces. Why is the United States toppling all of the governments over there in the Near East and Middle East. I'm talking about Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, Syria. We've already toppled the Turkey and brought them under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, returning Afghanistan and Iraq into Muslim nations under Sharia law. We've done that. Our military has forced them to accept Sharia law. Why? Because, of course, uniting the Muslim world under the control of the radical Muslims, the Muslim Brotherhood, in preparation for the coming war. After all, if you're going to have a war, you have to have an enemy. You have to have a well-organized, well-financed enemy, and we're financing that enemy, the radical Islamists, just exactly as we financed the Nazis during World War II. And if you haven't read the books on that, well, you need to get the book, The America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret. You need to get my 4-CD set. It's entitled The War Against the Jews. And you need to get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. Now, we have lots of other books on this, but that's a good place to start. Two books, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, and then, of course, the 4-CD set. The war against the Jews. And you really have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is all carefully coordinated. They know exactly what they're doing. And just as we financed the Nazis all during the war, Sidney Patton, General Patton, wanted to win the war, end it, certainly. Didn't want the communists to take over Eastern Europe. He wanted to take his panzer units and just streak across Germany and take Berlin. They wouldn't let him do it. They cut off his gasoline, and then after the war, they had him killed. If you doubt that they had Patton killed, we carry a book called Target Patton. And then, of course, we have a 4-CD set called Deadly Assassins. That's Deadly Assassins. And in that 4-CD set, you'll hear actually two interviews with the author of a book who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. The man who was paid to kill General Patton. Why? They couldn't let the American people know that we intentionally prolonged that war, and that allowed the Holocaust to take place, because most of the deaths, or so many of the deaths of the Jews, took place in the closing months of the war. General Patton would have won the war, and it would have been over, and the lives of millions of Jews would have been preserved. But that wasn't the program, not of the elite that ran America. This is the side of history you people don't understand. It's so difficult to believe that we finance our enemies, just as we financed the Russians during the Vietnam War, as the Russians financed the North Vietnamese, and the North Vietnamese financed the Viet Cong, who killed our boys. And of course, if you haven't heard my 4-CD sets on Vietnam, we have three of them. Vietnam, the untold story, and then one man came back, and basically there's a three CD sets you can get. Vitally important information that you're not going to get elsewhere. But if you want to do one thing to understand what's going on today, you have to understand the past, and that's why John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, is so important. And if you want to get the letter we have from Ambassador Dodd to Colonel House in 36, asking why 100 American corporations were in Germany building the weapons, the war weapons, to use, which would eventually be used to kill American boys, ask for the letter, the William Dodd letter, and then please pray for America. But pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Our number is 1-800-5 HIV war, because we are at war today.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the
to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is April 1st, Monday, 2013. No April Fool's jokes at the Power Hour. I don't like that. I really don't. I don't think it's funny. I don't enjoy it. I don't think people like to be on the other end of that situation. And I don't think it makes any sense. It just wastes time, if you ask me. So if you're disappointed that you're not going to hear any April Fool's jokes here, won't happen. We got too many serious things to look at. The world is looking at North Korea, South Korea, or are they? It seems that we're upping the ante against North Korea. And every time North Korea ups the ante, we say, oh, it's no big deal. What is taking place and why are they trying to create such a, oh, never mind, never mind. He's just a fat little roly-poly guy that is just making all these threats. Why would they be doing that when in reality, anytime anyone else makes a veiled threat, real veiled or maybe possible threat, we jump